This is Sarah Avampato, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. This month, news broke of two recent coronavirus cases in New Hampshire. Because February vacation has just come to an end, Bedford High School principal Mr. Jazokas pushed out a mass email cautioning those returning from overseas to monitor their health. The staff is also emphasizing that students should wash their hands and stay home when feeling sick. Bedford High School junior Maggie Thompson explains the reactions of the community, which have worsened the hysteria surrounding the virus.
One statistic I saw is that traditional Chinese restaurants are facing an all-time low for sales because people are literally using the coronavirus. They're using that as an excuse to be racist, like blatantly racist. And I think if we were to just educate people and being like, we've had coronavirus outbreaks, there have been SARS outbreaks, there have been MERS outbreaks. This is just more infectious. It is not nearly as deadly as SARS and MERS, but mainstream media will just look at the hysterics.
Bedford High School junior Ava Doro speaks about how her own experiences have been affected by the prejudiced news coverage of the coronavirus.
Especially with the news really ramping up the hysteria about it, and like, yeah, it came from China, and as a Chinese person, I'm afraid, even in Bedford, which is mostly white, I'm afraid to like sneeze without being looked at.
Students and staff are also buzzing with the question, how will coronavirus affect Bedford High School spring intercession, in which many students have planned to travel out of the nation? Listen for our next update on Bedford High School intercession changes. For Radio Unleashed, I'm Sarah Avampato on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.